Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, folks, how are you doing out there? I got to tell you, I drove in from really not that far away, right by Theodore Worth Park where I live, to downtown Minneapolis a couple hours ago, and I have to tell you, it was dicey. And if you're just joining us, we did have on earlier the State Patrol, who simply is advising no travel unless it is absolutely necessary because it is that dangerous. And I will also be joining you folks, or please tune in at WCCO TV Sunday morning, 6 a.m., 10:30 a.m. And normally, our meteorologist for that shift is the one and only Micah Gustinac. But Matt Brickman just lucked in. Did you volunteer, Mr. Brickman, for tomorrow, or is it just a coin flip, or what?
It was either work tonight or work tomorrow morning, and with two small kids at home, working early in the morning seems to be the way to go.
Right. And I know that you live in the Minneapolis area. I mean, what's it like sort of around your neighborhood?
Yeah, so we're right down by Minnehaha Falls, and it has just been heavy snow since early this afternoon. We're probably looking at about a foot of snow out my window right now, and the winds are anywhere from 30 to 40 miles an hour, so it is swirling around. We've shoveled twice already, and it looks like we've done nothing.
Yes. And I got to say that the whole team, the whole weather team at WCCO TV, you guys have done such a good job. I mean, you have been so spot on. I know that you've been watching this, and I know that you, I think it's probably a fine line between when do you tell people that you think it could be really bad, but you don't want to get people overly alarmed? What was that like this week as you were planning? Because you all did an excellent job.
Well, so early in the week, we were seeing computer models that were putting out 18 to 24 inches of snow. And this is Monday, Tuesday. And you look at that, and that far out, models aren't terribly accurate. And we've seen that before, and you kind of dismiss it. Like, okay, there's a lot of moisture in this storm, there's potential for significant snow, plowable snow, and maybe that's how you couch it there. But normally, as we get closer to the date of the event, those numbers shrink back to something more reasonable, maybe, you know, 4 to 8 inches or 6 inches or something like that. But they held steady, kind of those 20-plus inch totals. And you look right now, and we've got two of our weather watchers out in west central Minnesota, one in Canby and one in Lynn, reporting 23 and 24 inches, respectively.
Wow. Okay. So, and that's in that blizzard area.
Well, I mean, the metro is in the blizzard area right now as well.
Wow.
We got upped into that blizzard warning probably 2-3 hours ago, and we were trying, with the help of the National Weather Service, to find the last time the entire Twin Cities metro was under a blizzard warning. And it looks like it might be that Halloween blizzard back in 1991.
Wow.
So that gives you a sense of kind of the historic magnitude of this storm to have the entire Twin Cities metro under blizzard conditions.
Oh. And I know that, you know, obviously you're at home with your family, but any idea at all when we might see a little easing?
Yeah, so the easing up should happen within the next couple of hours. We have been seeing snowfall rates between 1 to 3 inches an hour since early this afternoon, and that's why these numbers have grown so quickly, where we've got several spots in the metro now at a foot. But we should start to see that snow at least let up by 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. That'll continue lighter snow throughout the overnight hours and, you know, through much of the day tomorrow as well. But these incredible snowfall rates and all that instability where you heard the thunder snow in parts of the metro this afternoon, that should start to ease up within the next couple of hours.
Okay. Well, listen, just be super careful driving in. I'm actually staying in downtown Minneapolis a block from the station because I was concerned about it and the station was worried about some people getting in. But you know, be careful. Good luck. Drive slow. Hopefully not that many people on the road post-blizzard on a Sunday morning at 3:30 in the morning.
I think we've been warning people enough that hopefully they are staying off the roads. And you're right. Hopefully at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, it'll just be me.
All right. Listen, Matt, thank you so much. And I'll see you bright and early tomorrow.
All right. We'll see you early in the morning.
Okay. Take care. Matt Brickman, folks. Super nice guy. Great guy. And he will be there with me at 6 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. With hopefully the snow totals by then. But I appreciate him joining me. And it is, it's dicey. And as I said, you know, our meteorologists have been doing such a great job just kind of looking at this because this storm is such an anomaly and really kind of breaking records. Later on in this hour, I'll chat with another great meteorologist, the one and only, the legendary Paul Douglas. So keep it here, News Radio 830 WCCO. It is 619 in the Twin Cities. Just want to let you know we've been getting a lot of phone calls here at News Radio 830 WCCO from churches saying that their services tomorrow are being canceled or else the times are being changed. The best thing we can tell you, because there's just too many for us to keep up with, is to check with your church to see if the services have been changed. A lot of churches are changing services, understandably, because of the extreme weather conditions and out of concern, obviously, for the safety of those worshipers who might be thinking of trying to brave the elements to go to a service tomorrow. Well, somebody who probably isn't too fazed by all this snow is my next guest. Dave Freeman is the executive director of the Wilderness Classroom, and he is joining me to talk about his latest initiative. You may remember I've had him and interviewed him a number of times here on CCO Radio, also on TV, because he and his wife actually spent a year in the Boundary Waters. Dave, thank you so much for coming on. You probably aren't fazed by this kind of snow.
Well, you know, up here in Ely, it's not snowing. So,
it's not snowing. Okay.
Yep.
Really? You have no snow in Ely?
Well, we have some snow, but we're not getting any snow right now from this current storm.
All right. Tell us, because you and your wife and so many people are active in this effort to raise awareness about the Boundary Waters. What is your latest endeavor?
Well, Amy and I will take off this Friday on a project called Pedal to DC, and it's a collaboration with the Campaign to Save the Boundary Waters and our book publisher, Milkweed Editions, and we'll be bicycling from Ely to Washington, D.C. between June 18th. We'll be towing a big red canoe behind our bicycles that people can sign, and we'll be doing presentations, signing and selling books. And it's really about raising awareness about the Boundary Waters Canary Wilderness and threats that proposed sulfide ore copper mines bring to this wilderness, water-rich wilderness we have here in northern Minnesota.
And I hope during those weeks there will not be snow as you try and bike from here to D.C.
Well, the shoulders of the lanes, the shoulders of the roads are clear right now, and that's all we're asking for.
Okay. All right. What should people know about the Boundary Waters? I'm sure there are many people listening, you know, who have been up there, but I'm sure that there are many who have not. Tell us why the Boundary Waters is such a national treasure.
You know, it's a remarkable place. Amy and I spent a whole year in the Boundary Waters. And during that year, we visited over 500 lakes, rivers, and streams, and there were still over 300 that we didn't have time to visit. It is the largest wilderness area east of the Rockies and north of the Everglades. It is our most popular wilderness in the country. More people visit the Boundary Waters than any other wilderness area every single year, and they have every single year since the Wilderness Act was passed in 1964. It's really a national treasure, like a Grand Canyon or a Yellowstone. We have moose and bears and wolves and great fishing and wonderful lakes for swimming in, so clean you can drink the water right out of them. It's a paradise for canoeists and campers and wilderness lovers.
You know, I think some people hear about your story, and you put out a remarkable book, did a lot of interviews about your year in the Boundary Waters, and some people will think, well, I couldn't do that. I mean, you know, and these people are experienced guides. What would you say to people who want to explore it but might be perhaps intimidated by a wilderness experience that they might think is too daunting and that they're not ready for?
Well, I would encourage people to come. I think the Boundary Waters is the most, or at least one of the most user-friendly wildernesses in the entire country. You know, there are families with little kids that go in, lots of seniors, people of all ages and abilities, and there are many, many outfitters that can rent you all the equipment that you need. They can pack your food for you. They can help you figure out a route. And if you still want more assistance, you know, there are many opportunities to hire a guide that can take you out there and show you where the fishing spots are, but also, you know, teach you how to camp and how to canoe, and really show you how to travel in a fun and safe manner in the wilderness.
In terms of, you know, environmental regulations, obviously, the current presidential administration, President Trump, has been pretty clear about where he stands in terms of rolling back environmental regulations. There are pushes here for expanded mining. Obviously, a lot of concern about jobs in northern Minnesota. What do you say about that? Because this is really a very politically charged issue.
Well, you know, recent polling done by President Trump's chief polling firm, Fabrizio Ward, came out, and it shows that statewide, 70% of people in the state oppose or strongly oppose building copper mines near the boundary waters, and only 22% favor it. That's up from 59% opposition in 2017. So the more people learn about this, the more they understand this is not the right place. And, you know, there are a lot of jobs up here that rely on this place. We have 27,000 jobs up here in northern Minnesota that rely on this clean water in the forest and wilderness up here. And a recent economic study showed that up to 4,400 jobs could be at risk if the Twin Metals mine is put through. So there's a lot at risk, not just environmentally, but also from an economic standpoint.
All right. And we're chatting with Dave Freeman, who's the executive director of the Wilderness Classroom. And again, so tell me, you've had a little snow up in Ely, but now it's not snowing at all.
Not at the moment, no. There's still 3 feet of ice on the lakes, and we do have some snow on the ground. It's great, great skiing right now on the lakes. But I think winter or summer is a little bit delayed at the moment. But we're still biking and getting ready for a pedal to D.C., getting ready to take off on Friday.
All right. Well, listen, Dave Freeman, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking to us about your latest venture.
Yep, thank you.
Okay. That may be kind of the understatement of the evening. Spring and summer a little bit delayed. It certainly is. Coming up here on News Radio 830 WCCO, I'm going to give you the forecast, and then I'll be joined by another great meteorologist who you can hear every single weekday along with Jordana Green on WCCO Radio, Paul Douglas. He has been monitoring this. He's doing live updates at the top of the hour. Obviously, he's somebody who has years of experience, you know, watching and monitoring these kinds of storms in the Twin Cities. And, you know, I did hear him on with Sloan Martin earlier in this hour, talking about how this is really setting up to possibly be a record breaker because in terms of an April snowstorm. And I do also want to let you know that we did have Lieutenant Tiffany Nielsen on with the guys earlier on, and she's just saying, she's with the State Patrol saying, please don't travel. If you don't have to go someplace, please don't travel. I think all you have to do is look out your window. And you can come to that conclusion as well, because it really is, the snow is stacking up very, very quickly. I think all of the agencies, you know, from MnDOT to the local municipalities, doing their best, you know, to plow the roads, but it's just been too hard to keep up. I mean, it's been snowing too fast. So let's take a quick break. We'll give you the forecast, and then we'll be joined by the one and only Paul Douglas.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.